Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Congratulations, mate. And look, you're now one game away for another grand final. How do you feel?
Oh, mate, still a game away. But to be fair, feel pretty good after last night's win. Obviously, we lost twice already this year to the Panthers. So to come through that one and get the week off, it's a big win for us.
What pleased you the most, Benji, about the performance?
Oh, I think just the game plan we implemented, just sticking through that process. And then, obviously, I thought our last sort of 20 minutes, the desperation that we showed in defence, it was a big one. They obviously scored a lot of points this year, so to be able to hold them to the points that we did was probably the most pleasing part.
Were the players across any of the mind games and the back and forth that was going on with the blows being traded between Wayne and Ivan Cleary?
Oh, yeah. We were laughing. it was just one of those things where obviously they're both trying to had a bit of say in the media, and we just let them throw punches at each other while we sit in the background and focus on the game. And, while it's all going on, the team was still focused on what we needed to do, and we didn't really buy into what those two were saying. So for us, it was just get on with the game, and I thought we did that pretty good, actually.
Hey, Benji, most so-called experts thought that South's season was gone with no Latrell, but Taff was really good, mate. Can you tell us something about Taff that, the punters don't know?
Oh, he's a confident kid, Gordy. He's like, I think what summed it up last night the most was he dropped the first bomb. And then, sometimes that's enough to make you go in your shell and make you sort of lose your confidence for the whole game. Then when the next bomb comes, you drop another one. And, that can happen. But to watch him drop that one and then come back and clean up everything else. And I think the biggest one was the one on Crichton at the end under the post, where it was one-on-one and he took a bomb and jumped higher than a guy who's probably 2 foot taller than him and got us the penalty in the end. That was pretty much the game. And I think when you see a young guy like that show so much confidence, it's infectious in the team. And he's not Latrell, no doubt, but he brings a lot of different things to Latrell. He has a completely different game. He's obviously only a small kid, but his effort levels and his energy and enthusiasm was infectious throughout the team.
Benji, let's throw forward now. You play the preliminary final, and everybody's sort of anticipating you get through that. You get to Melbourne in the grand final. How do you beat the Storm in the grand final?
Oh, I know you're not looking for this answer, Kenny, but we've got to beat whoever's next first. But just with the Storm in general, they don't beat themselves. You have to go out and you have to control position. You have to put them under pressure. Obviously, they're really good when they're in front and the pressure's off them. They're really, they're good front runners and they control position. They choke you out of the game. They game plan immensely on what you're going to do. So you have to have things to be able to combat the way they game plan you. And, I thought we combated what Penrith were going to bring really well last night. And if we do get the opportunity against Melbourne, it's... You got to be on, and you can't make errors, and you can't put the pressure back on yourself. That's the biggest part. And, when teams play under pressure, you start throwing passes that you probably don't normally pass. So you got to try and get Melbourne in that sort of mindset.
Would you consider making a call on your career if South make the grand final?
Nah. I just don't want it to be about me. If we get to the grand final, I don't want the week to be about what I'm going to play or not.
It's going to be though. If you don't come out with some sort of declarative statement, people are going to continue to ask you that week.
Well, no.
They will though. I'm not saying you're driving it, but
they can ask. But I'm not going to make a call and then say, let's say I decide to retire, and everyone goes, oh well, it's his last game. It's not about that. I'm just number 14 off the bench, mate. And then at the end of the day, if we get away with winning or grand final or whatever, then I'll make the call after that. But at the moment, that's not really a priority for me to make that call.
No, but it could become a distraction even by trying to not make it a distraction.
Well, it's a distraction if you let it. It's just like sort of the coach's things on the weekend. If you let that distract you, it can infect the way you perform. But we're professionals, mate, and I'm the oldest in the competition. You just got to get on with it.
Mm. So, Benji, what are you going to do in retirement?
What am I going to do? Mate, hopefully take a Maroons job.
Mate, he's been, mate, that's a given.
Mate, he's been wide-handing you. He's been wide-handing you because you wouldn't answer the phone for the last 15
mate, he
minutes.
Every week. No. I, you no, know mate. Why I didn't answer? He called from his phone first.
Mate, don't worry about it. That will never, ever, ever happen again in your lifetime.
You don't have my number, mate. Relax.
Mate, I have got it, and I might put it out over the air. How do you like that?
Yeah, mate, go for it.
040. No, no.
Hey, Benji, on just bringing it back to a little bit more of a serious note, you mentioned that you're really happy about the way that you're able to combat what the Panthers brought last night. Your forward pack all season has been unsung and has also had a lot of question marks put around it about whether you've got the balance to stand up in big games and whether you can get your defence right. But, gee, they did a job for you last night.
Oh, absolutely, mate. And, you know, it's the guys you don't get a lot of praise that really were standing up, like the Mark Nichols of the team. I thought Tom Burgess off the bench last night was outstanding, in my opinion, probably our best player. And then, you know, you got guys like Junior Totola, Keon Kulamatangi, and then you've got Sua on the edge. They just all did their job. And I think that's what Wayne's strength is. His ability to make players understand what their job are and then going out and making sure you execute that. So without those guys doing their job, like guys like Cody and Adam, and you know, honestly, I thought that was one of Adam's best games last night, taking on the line. And you know, we haven't seen that for a little bit from him, and I thought it created a little bit of doubt in Penrith's defence, and they probably weren't expecting that. So we need a bit more of that from him.
All right, Benj, good luck, mate. Good luck to the Bunnies, and you get a week off, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time here. Look, enjoy the break, and good luck, mate. Next week, we hope the Bunnies, obviously, I hope the Bunnies make the grand final.
Nah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.